Welcome to the Lusima Podcast. I'm Charles Lusima. Hey, guys. I'm revisiting an old question that Tabitha gave me. I have to write an evaluation of my experience with her as an intern. And I honestly don't have anything bad to say about Tabitha, but it did lead to asking a few more philosophical questions about academia as an institution for learning photography. And I'll fast forward. I do need to cover some bases. One of which is, you know, my experience with academic or university level photography is quite limited. I've never learned photography through formal, courses or programs, certainly not through school. Not to say I'm a stranger to higher level education, because, you know, I went to college, got a master's in psychology, and then also got my MBA. So, like, structured higher level education is not foreign to me, but the approach that academia or that universities take, those approaches that they take towards photography, that is a little bit more foreign to me. And so I think a couple things come to the surface with regard to the way that university students learn photography versus someone who, you know, learns it out of whatever, you know, however you want to describe, self-taught, hobbyists, amateurs, or however you describe the non-academic way of learning. A couple things come to surface. One of the things is that I find that people who learn through structure have a greater fear of failure. I don't know what it is, but I suppose I've addressed this a little bit in the previous podcast, kind of on the same exact topic, but there is this greater sense of purpose to photography that I'm not sure if the rest of us have, meaning that, like, when you're learning about it in this idealized environment where you're exploring the philosophies, the many influences that have shaped and created photography through the years, perhaps you feel like you're a part of a bigger thing, and perhaps you feel like it's your responsibility to contribute back to this thing, this art, in a very important way to advance this field. You know, oftentimes that's what academia is. When you're at a master's or even a doctorate level program, your job is to advance the field of research, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whether it's photography or whether it's medicine. You have to do research in order to further this field in some specific niche of that field. But that's not to say that every student that comes or becomes or went to school for photography feels that or needs to fulfill that responsibility of advancing the field. But I'm wondering whether or not that's one of the reasons why many student photographers who go through school in order to learn photography, whether that's one of the reasons that it makes them kind of... Sometimes gives them analysis paralysis, that they feel like they have to do something so important or so philosophically significant that it maybe makes them weak when it comes to just doing stuff. You know, when my philosophy is just do it. Like, don't think so much about it. Don't worry about the significance of it. Don't have too many goals and dreams. And I suppose maybe that's part of the thing, is when you're in it and you're just doing it and you're learning on your own, there's nobody to tell you what's right or wrong, right? So I think you develop, and this is probably my second point, is you develop your own bearings. You develop your own sense of right or wrong. in a godless world. Whereas in an academic approach, there is someone who is a respected source of information who is always there to tell you, this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong, this is how you should do it, you know, don't do it like that. And the irony, of course, is that I am a self-proclaimed source of said information. But then also, I don't, you know, you've always heard me say, look, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You know, I'm totally willing to argue any given point. But how do I even know what I'm talking about, right? It's not that anybody's ever been trying to drive any points home with me or give me a lesson or two in what how to take pictures. I mean, I learned through trial and error. I learned from making mistakes. I learned from just doing. And I've never been afraid to make mistakes. I've never been afraid to fail, you know, in tasks over and over again. I mean, there are certain things that I probably wouldn't suggest to keep on trying. For example, like right now, I have absolutely no intention of going back into trying to test and trying to get paid testing through agencies. I think that's not a very lucrative or a very feasible route. Not to say it can't be done. I just think that there are certain things that you can do better that make more money. That's a better use of your time. So, I mean, that's an example of something that I wouldn't try, not because I just have a fear of it. I just don't think that it's a good idea. So, that's one example. Sorry, that phone call kind of wrecked my train of thought. But, yeah, I mean, I remember spending nights or hours at a time experimenting. I mean, that's the thing with, there's no lab, there's no classroom with specific assignments or tasks. You create your own questions, and then you answer your own questions. And then nobody will tell you whether it's right or wrong. Hopefully there is some desired effect or outcome that you want to achieve. And then you arrange your or design your experiment or you design your setup to either prove it or disprove it or, you know, succeed or fail, you know, purposely or not. But I think the creation and the idea behind creating these experiments coming from yourself is a real key differentiator between self-taught versus the academic approach. I mean, for example, when I created the class that I taught for the New York Film Academy, they told me, look, this is the class. It's about new media. It's about managing your website, your brand, SEO. It's about, you know, like that kind of stuff. You know, how do you sort your images? You know, how do you, you know, database them or whatever. It was a directive given to me as the instructor by the program manager. So someone has predetermined that all students for the master's program of photography within the New York Film Academy campus at Universal Studios will learn this thing that I taught. You know, and it wasn't like they needed it. It was just that someone told them that this is what they needed to have in their, you know, toolbox. It's not to say that the things that I was teaching in that class weren't important. It's to say that the idea for what someone deems is necessary to learn as a photographer was created by some third person that was neither you nor me, neither the student or the instructor. You know, some program manager, and of course that's what universities and higher level education institutions do, that they create these recipes for, you know, what they think that you ought to have as a set of skills before you you graduate. But it isn't how people who are self-taught learn. There are plenty of things that I don't know. Many, many, many things I don't know. For example, like I do remember the last time I shot tethered, but this is one of the topics that come up over and over again in our discussion with Capture One. If you asked me to shoot tethered right now, I'd have to go and research all of those things that I once knew, how to tether probably now with Capture One. And then, how to make it work with whatever viewing devices that people want to use. But I haven't revisited it because I haven't needed to. And so everything that I've ever learned for whatever I've done so far has been on an ad hoc basis. It's been on a need to know basis, literally need to know. If I didn't need to know it, I wouldn't go and learn it. So there are plenty of things that I probably should know and that probably you would walk out of university knowing how to use, how to be very familiar with shooting tethered, how to be very familiar with shooting with big Profoto packs that I would have to either learn or relearn. I've only had experience shooting with Profotos once on one day that I was teaching at Calumet, that they gave me, the Profoto 7 pack with a couple heads, so that I wouldn't have to lug my own monoblocks from the studio. But, it's not that hard. It's stuff that you figure out on the fly. And I think that's the problem is the philosophy of learning how to learn and then learning how to resolve problems on the fly versus being taught or told what you ought to know and then not knowing whether, not having the confidence to resolve issues or problems when you find them, on location or during the shoot. It's like, I think that self-taught photographers are, phenomenal at being able to pivot and being able to resolve problems, being able to critically think their way out of situations. Whereas photographers that have been schooled formally or have gone through, formal education, academics to learn photography, probably lean too much upon their toolkit that they were given rather than constantly developing that toolkit organically, right? I mean, I'm constantly putting new tools in my tool belt or my toolbox. Like, for example, right now I'm shooting with drones or I'm, learning how to fly the drone. I mean, nobody told me I had to, and some could argue that you don't. But for me, this is what I've chosen. This is what I've decided. This is going to be fun for me. This is going to be something that I think I could use, possibly get back into shooting video. No promises. But, I decided that this is what I wanted to learn. And so I'm actively learning it to the extent that I don't think I'm learning at a pace that is much faster also than any structured program could possibly teach me. Because, again, everybody learns at their own pace, and I'm going to skip the things that a structured education system will force me to learn. But I don't want to, right? I may not want to learn how to do figure eights, for example. That it is a very random example. Like, my approach to flying a drone is very specific to what I want to accomplish, and therefore the tasks, the directives, the goals, the missions that I am designing for myself is geared towards the final outcome of possibly shooting video with these drones. So the types of footage that I'm going to get and how I then process that footage is all part of a different design, right? So if I went to school for learning how to fly a drone, I'm sure I'd learn a bunch of things that would be probably useless to my goal of using it with, and for fashion photography. I'm sure I'd learn a lot. I'm sure I'd have a lot of fun. I'm sure I'd make a lot of friends in the process. But it would take me a lot longer, and it would maybe not give me the types of skills necessary for me to accomplish my final task of being able to use that footage in a fashion video. So, and the irony of these people who go to school is that I find that they have a greater fear of failure. I think they assign a lot of philosophical importance to whatever it is that they're doing, to photography. Because I think that being a part of an academic institution that teaches photography, I think gives you that sense of pride and being a part of a field that you I don't know, may or may not feel responsible to and for. The last thing that I think I'll say is that, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is that everything that I do is task oriented. So I've talked tremendously about critical thinking, about certain approaches, but it is all with the goal or with a certain task at hand of how do you create a certain image, or how do you create a better image in a certain respect. I've never approached photography, you know, and this goes back to my philosophy is no philosophy podcast, which I didn't release yet. So I'm going to have to figure out how to kind of reveal all of this all at once. But, you know, to make a long story short, and whether or not this other podcast I'm referencing predicates this one, I had a conversation with Tabitha, and she remarked that, you know, with all of our conversations on philosophy, how is it that I have no real philosophy in shooting? And I basically exclaimed that, well, my approach to photography is quite mechanical. It is very structured, certainly, and philosophical with what I want to get out of it, but it is mechanical in the sense that it is very task-oriented, like how a robot would approach getting a shot. So when you ask me about what do I want to do for the greater good of photography, or how do I want to advance the field, I have no answers for you, because I have no goals in those respects. And so this is the last and final idea or thought that is the fundamental difference between a self-taught photographer and someone who comes from academia. It is that they spend a lot of time thinking about the philosophical approach in a very different way. All my philosophical conversations, hopefully, or at least most of them, I'm sure there have been a few that are just totally, you know, batshit crazy out in left field, talking about stuff that I have no business talking about. I'm sure there are a few of those. But most of the time, I think my comfort zone and my confidence lies within talking about the theory of process. And process in itself has a very specific, you know, right or wrong answer. At the end of the day, if you fail or you succeed, you will know based upon your outcome, you know, whether or not you've done a good job or a bad job. The problem with the more like the mankind questions, and then the you know, humanity questions, or the arts type questions about whether or not, you know, something is good or bad for this field, is that you won't get an answer in the time frame that you are probably going to be around. You know, like if you're wondering whether or not we are doing women any favor with the types of images that we're creating, I don't know. I don't know, nor do I stay up at night thinking about these questions. Do I think that I have some sort of impact? Yeah, absolutely. But do I think so much so that it affects the way that I shoot? No. It is much the way that I feel about McDonald's. I think McDonald's is sustenance. I think it's food. I actually don't believe in all those myths about the, you know, how McDonald's is much worse, you know, for you than any other average burger or, you know, fast food joint. But on the same token, I do think it's fast food. Yes. I think that there's better food available. Absolutely. I'm not for, you know, animal cruelty. I don't know where they get their beef from. I don't know how they, you know, kill their cows. I'm sure if I did know, I probably wouldn't like it. So to that extent, there is some level and ability for me to turn off those types of questions that don't aid me or help me in my endeavor to live my life. One of the funny things that I told a friend the other day was, I had a busy day a couple weeks ago. I had to get a car wash, and then I had to eat in no specific order. And the eating part for me oftentimes gets trumped by whatever other tasks I have to do. So I try to kill two birds with one stone. I try to get my car wash and then eat at the same time. So I drove to the car wash, looked around, found a pizza joint, it was Domino's next door, and then, you know, ate at the car wash. Now, if I had specific dietary restrictions, things that I could or couldn't eat, things I had to eat, if I was a, I could only eat organic, or if I was, if I were, you know, eating paleo, or if I were, whatever other food trends that are, exist, you know, whether it's, you know, I'm, what's that thing where you can't eat like wheat or processed anything. It doesn't matter. I don't care because it's not important. The point is that if I had any restrictions to what I could or couldn't eat, I wouldn't be able to drive to a car wash and just pick a random restaurant. I'd have to be very careful and specific about how I design my meals and how do I get food. And so again, that is very specifically me. Now, do I wish that, do I believe in eating better? Yeah, up to a certain extent. But I have things to do, and I'm not going to limit what I eat, you know, by some random idea of what it is that, you know, is better for me. So again, the philosophical approach is great, but only as far as it helps me accomplish a task. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. If I have any more thoughts later, I'll fill in, but I've got to go right now, and I'll talk to you guys all soon. Peace.